On a scorching day, on an evening drive in my Chevrolet, I had a few bucks and some daylight hours, and the sun popped out, no sign of showers. Breathing mountain air in my bucket of bolts, all bone stock running on 6 volts. I had 2 May Pops on the driver's side with 1 big white wall 3 inches wide. Driver's door was a faded blue, the other was black with a dent or two. They barely shut, they both needed adjusted, the rest of the car was all pitted and rusted. Under the hood I had a fuel container, the original tank was like a pasta strainer, and every so often I'd top her off with water, the radiator leak, she was full of solder. In the blistering sun, and the windows were locked up tighter than a nun, so I'd wipe my face from the searing heat with pastel panties out on under the seat. She was running fine, everything was alright, till the sun went down and I lost daylight. Lightning rain and the wind did blow, my vacuum wipers running to and fro. I noticed an image in my rearview mirror, a cloudy apparition that soon got clear. A lady appeared straight out of thin air with sultry eyes and fiery hair. My eyes got wide and my chest got tight, I tried to make sense of this startling sight. I shook and I stuttered and I raked the gears, and my face turned white and I filled with tears. The turns and the curves I managed to hold her, as she placed her ice cold hand on my shoulder. Said she was visiting from beyond the grave, and my poor soul she was sent to save. And every man who ever owned this deluxe wound up in a pine box wearing a tux. It all made sense now, this old heap sat abandoned for years and I bought it so cheap. Then she gave this final warning that I best go park this old Chevy by morning. She leaned forward and she kissed my neck, and I lost control, I was fixing to wreck. I got so weak I began to shake, I braced myself and I pulled the brake. I went into a spin singing chrome and rust, and I went unconscious in a coma of lust. Next thing I knew, I opened my eyes. I hadn't perished and the sun did rise. You could hear a pin drop, so quiet it seemed. A nightmare, maybe one hell of a dream. I wiped my eyes, I jumped up in a flash. I noticed a note lay there on the dash. As I read on, my heartbeat skipped, and I hung on every word of that eerie script. I read she too was a casualty of this haunted coop that now belonged to me. A cold fall night, her and her new groom made love in the backseat and choked on fumes. Ever since then, she'd search for her pair of missing pastel underwear. She left them behind on the night she died, and it gets awful drafty on the other side. Now thanks to me, her story's complete, and her panties are missing out from under the seat. All is well, and I didn't fret, I just used an old shop rag to wipe my sweat. As for the coupe and the lesson I've learned, I still drive it daily, hoping she'll return. If she does appear, I refuse to behave, so I fell in love with that girl from the grave.